Fiction Story, Open Your Mouth by Gail Lee Olson. Wider, please. Lane was reluctant to show the tartar on his teeth to the cute new dental assistant, but he had no choice. She pulled the overhead light closer. He admired her green eyes, all he could see of her face. The rest was hidden behind the surgical mask. He watched her gloved fingers juggle the little dental pick and mirror as she scraped at his teeth. Lane was relieved to see that Rhonda, the regular assistant who had worked there for years, was not there. She was an older woman who had always been very nice to him, but she had a horrible case of dandruff, and he could see the flakes all too clearly whenever she bent her head over his open mouth. "You must be new," he managed to say to the assistant. It was obvious, but it was all he could think of to say. "I've been coming to Dr. Hodges since I was a little boy, and I've never seen you here." "Hmm," she said, concentrating. "Just moved here. How often do you floss?" Well, maybe a few times a month. I kind of forget to do it every day," he admitted. Now he regretted being so lax with his flossing. He was probably not making a very good impression. He would have to hurry to change that. Once Dr. Hodges injected the anesthetic, his mouth would go numb. It would be impossible to impress her with a lopsided smile and garbled speech. He wondered how he could let her know that he had made the winning basket last year in the high school playoffs without seeming arrogant. He missed his chance. The assistant squirted his mouth and suctioned the water out, dabbed his face with the paper bib pinned around his neck, and then left. He heard his little brother, Evan, talking to her from the cubicle next to his. Evan would talk her leg off. Dad had predicted that Evan would grow up to be either a police negotiator or an auctioneer. "Hey, my brother has to get his teeth fixed, and he already had a whole bunch of shots. I don't think he cried. He's getting a short haircut, and my mom and dad bought him a bunch of suits and ties." "Wow," was all the assistant said in a dull-sounding tone. She told Evan, "I'm putting some of this cleaning stuff on your teeth. It's a little gritty, like sand, but it tastes like cherries. I'll use this little tool and scrub your teeth with it, okay?" "Oh, that's like the cleanser I use on the bathtub on Saturday when I do my Saturday jobs, except it tastes better." There was a pause, and then Evan said, "Not that I ever ate cleanser, yuck." It was quiet while the assistant scrubbed his teeth, but as soon as Evan's mouth was free, Lane could hear him talking again. Dr. Hodges came in. For a moment, Lane was distracted while the dentist examined his teeth and got ready to give him the anesthetic. Lane could hear Evan as he continued to talk. "I'm getting baptized next Saturday. I'm 8, so I'm old enough because I mostly know how to tell right from wrong. Baptisms are in a big font like a warm swimming pool. I guess it's like a bath for my spirit. Hey, you can come if you want. It's at 7 on Saturday night at Westbrook Chapel, just a couple of blocks from my house." Lane was thinking, "Come up for air, buddy," even as his eyes squinted in pain as Dr. Hodges nestled the needle into the back of his mouth. Evan kept talking. "My brother's going on a mission. It's for our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Some people call us Mormons because we have the Book of Mormon. It's kind of like the Bible, but we read the Bible, too. Anyway, my brother will go to Argentina and baptize people there after he teaches them about the gospel. They put on white clothes and go under the water, too. Nobody drowns," he added. Then Evan said, "He'll be gone a long time, 2 whole years, and nobody pays him. He usually doesn't do things for free." Lane could hear a smile in Evan's voice when he said that. "And I get his room." Dr. Hodges chuckled and said, "Your little brother's quite a talker." All Lane could say with his mouth full of anesthetic was, "Tell me about it." In the next cubicle, the assistant said, "Evan, we're all done. If you want, you can wait for your brother here." "Okay," Evan answered cheerfully. "I brought my friend with me. Do you get the friend?" Without waiting for her to answer, he continued, "I don't think the dentist gets it because I didn't see it with the magazines in the waiting room." Lane didn't think the assistant understood Evan because she said, "Your friend, huh? What's his name?" Evan patiently explained, "No, the friend isn't a person. It's a magazine for kids about my church. There are magazines for big people, too. You can look at mine and see what's in it. There are stories and games. I was trying to find all the stuff hidden in this picture." Lane could hear the assistant putting instruments away and moving around in the cubicle. Lane's attention quickly became focused on his own mouth as Dr. Hodges carefully drilled out his cavities and applied the fillings. Evan was still talking. My brother is going to explain about the church on his mission to people like you who don't know about it. You'd really like it. We learn about Jesus and how to be like him. I have my own Book of Mormon, but my grandma will give me a brand new one with gold on the edges and my name on it when I get baptized. I think the dentist needs one in his waiting room. He can have my old one. I brought it to read the part about Jesus coming to America. My dad marked the place for me. Finally, the appointment was over. Lane tried one last time to talk to the assistant. "Sorry about my little brother," he said, flashing his clean teeth in what he hoped was a brilliant smile, though he could feel only half his mouth curved upward. "He's really a chatterbox." "No problem," the girl said. "I think he's cute." Lane refrained from asking what she thought of Evan's older brother, though he was tempted. He hoped she thought he was cute, too. She said, "Going to Argentina, huh?" "Yes," said Lane, quickly adding, "I'll only be gone for 2 years. Do you plan to work here for a while?" She smiled and left to clean more teeth. Evan picked out a toy dinosaur from the dentist's treasure chest, then told Dr. Hodges, "I'm leaving you this book for your waiting room." He held out his Book of Mormon to show him. "It doesn't cost you anything." Dr. Hodges looked puzzled but nodded his consent and then went to attend to a patient. On the way home, Evan suggested they stop at the store for some candy, but Lane said, "No. You want to undo all the work we just had done? That's how you get cavities. You keep it up and the only thing you'll be able to eat will be soup." They rode in silence for a split second. "Is that how you got all your cavities?" Evan asked. After the baptism, Evan changed into dry clothes and was talking to his grandpa when he looked to the back of the room and started waving furiously. "Hey, you came!" Lane was startled to see Dr. Hodges standing near the back. Evan called out, "Hey, he's my dentist!" The boys and their parents made their way to Dr. Hodges and told him they were glad to see him. Dr. Hodges smiled at Evan and said, "You were right, Evan. You didn't drown." To Evan's parents, he said, "I hope you don't mind my coming. My sister has been writing to me about the Book of Mormon, and she has been talking about getting baptized. Evan invited us to come to see his baptism when he was at the office last week, and I wanted to see what your church was about. I've known your family for years, and I know you're good people. But I didn't realize you were Mormon until Evan brought in his Book of Mormon and told us about your church." He spoke to Evan again. "I hope you don't mind that I took your Book of Mormon home with me. I've really enjoyed reading it." After they got home, Evan came into Lane's room, where Lane was packing his suitcase. Lane had been quietly getting ready to go to the missionary training center, thinking about Evan's baptism. He was feeling ashamed. He had had plenty of opportunities to talk about the church at the dentist's office and didn't. He was too busy hanging on to the last shred of his social life before leaving. He had thought it would be hard to be a missionary because he didn't know what to say to people. But wasn't missionary work just getting the word out and being happy about having the gospel like Evan? It was that simple. "Hey, buddy," Lane said, hugging his little brother. "You are one terrific missionary. Think you might fit into my suitcase? I could be your junior companion." End of the fiction story, Open Your Mouth, by Gail Lee Olson. Our Destiny.